Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. And we are extremely pleased that we are here. For more co-creating at its best, yes? How are you? You're feeling closer to a vibrational match with your own desires, yes? Yeah. More things feeling possible, yes? All things are. All things are. So, no warm-up necessary today. You're there. Where shall we go now? What's up? Or what are you reaching for more up or about? Begin right here. Stand if you think it's you. It is you.
First of all, I just wanted to give a rampage of appreciation to you.
To us.
To us, yeah.
To us. Yeah. Yes. To us. Yeah.
I love knowing how beautifully you deliver the message and with such kindness and compassion, and how it's delivered so that everyone can understand it, and that, yes, there's work involved, but it's also a lot of play.
Yeah.
And you're continually reminding us of how to be light and how to be easy and humor and play.
Life is supposed to be fun.
Yeah. And I just want to feel the good feeling of being right here, right now. I just want to tell a little story that sort of speaks to that good feeling. This is my first workshop.
Ours too. In the sense that everyone is new, unique.
Yeah.
This has never been before. It's all new.
This is a lovely little story that just happened in the past 24 hours. So I got here, everything that I did to get here, you know, all the intention and all of that. And I got here early because I had a sense that I want to get a seat. And I had no idea what this place was. It's a beautiful expanse. I guess it was the Vanderbilt Mansion. And the valet said, oh, you go in the parking structure and you'll be right there. And so I get there in the parking structure. I have no idea where I'm going. And so I find myself out near a dog run, and I have a big thing for dogs. And I met this woman who had a dog, and she said, oh, you're here for Abraham. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I can show you where to go. And so we did the introductions, and she said her name was Louise, which is the name of my mother who passed on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh man, that just, there it is. I'll always remember the wow from the audience after that moment. But it gets better.
They'll get better too.
Yes.
They're still not over that death thing.
So I with Louise, I went and got seats, and Louise hadn't had her thing signed, and so I had mine, and so I went in and I got seats for us, and then I told her where they were, and she came in with me with Cheyenne, this wonderful four-legged friend, and she's like, can we sit on the aisle? So we moved the seats that I had gotten, and I was like, sure, and I decided to sit next to her because Louise is my new friend and my very old friend. Sorry, I just 48 hours. So we moved the seats, and then I go down to the restaurant, and it's like, as much abundance as I have, I don't need to pay $26 for lunch, for breakfast. So I go down to the spa. At the spa, it's really nice, it's really chill, it's got green juice, I get my green juice, and there's these two wonderful ladies at a table next to us, and of course, like, conversation starts easily, and we're talking about going to the spa, and, you know, maybe 10 minutes, and one of them, Mary, goes and talks to the people behind the desk, and I wait, and I'm like, it's too long to wait, and I go sit down again, and not going to go to the spa, but learn about that, have my breakfast, say goodbye, go back up to my seat, sit next to Louise. There's this furry wool jacket on the two seats to my right. Those are Mary and Miriam's seats, the two ladies I met in the cafe.
Law of Attraction's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is.
It takes all the strangeness out of the world, and everything makes sense once you understand vibration, and your vibration, and their vibration, and the Law of Attraction's response to vibration, and your mother's wanting you to understand the influence that is offered from broader perspective.
My mother, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have that.
Well, she's got it now. You know what, the most common, in fact, it's almost 100%, but not quite, because there are those like you who are up to speed with vibration and energy and oneness and eternalness and the no such thing as deathiness. There are a lot of you that are coming up to speed, but almost everyone has a misconception of what the relationship is between non-physical and physical and non-physical. Because when you're here in your physical body, using your physical senses to translate things, you can't help but misunderstand what the big picture is. But when you reemerge back into non-physical and you leave behind all those misconceptions and you reemerge into what you know completely, the most common thing is almost hysterical laughter at the realization of what you have been unnecessarily putting yourselves through while you've been in your physical humanness.
Right. Nobody talks about wanting to have done more work on their deathbed. Yeah.
It's such an interesting thing that in one fell swoop, you have this realization that I was making big things out of little things and misunderstanding the value of everything that was coming my way. And most of all, misunderstanding and mistrusting myself. And so when you reemerge and all of that is gone and this warm blanket of knowing and well-being just wraps around you, and it's not like you have to wait for a little while to catch up with it. It's that you immediately realize it's a full realization, because in the reemergence, the filter is lifted from you. The muting is lifted from you. The curtain is no longer there. The misconceptions are no longer there. The hang-ups that you've been dragging around for such a long time in your physical humanness are no longer here, hindering your vibrational awareness. And so in that only pure positive energy, you know stuff. Now, you can do that while you're here in this physical body. And that's really what we're all about, because we don't think you should have to croak in order to become clear about who you are. But in any case, it is such a wonderful thing. And the most important thing that we and your mother would like you to know here and now is the attention of non-physical upon you in your moment to moment to moment to moment to moment. And it's not about what was or what has been. It's all about where you are in relationship to what you now want. And she has complete acclimation already to what's in your vortex. And so when you reach for her in the way you've remembered her, you won't find her. That was the hardest thing that Esther had to overcome when Jerry made his transition, because she was accustomed to Abraham. She just wasn't used to dead Jerry. She just wasn't used to Jerry not being in physical form where she could play with him and maybe even influence him through her antics. They were quite a pair in that they both seemed to live to entertain the other. And so she had this impression of him that even as well as she knew him and even as connected as they both were, not like you are describing your mother, but really, really connected, still, Esther did not understand the breadth and depth of him. So many things that she thought he thought were just her perceptions of what he was thinking, not necessarily what he was thinking. And so when she was looking for him, trying to find the energy of him, she could not find him. And for a while, she felt sort of like he was lost to her. And finally, once she settled down a little bit and allowed herself to come back into the fullness of who she really is, we said to her, you got to look for Jerry where he is, not where he was. And that's really what all of us from our non-physical perspective are wanting to say to all of you about your creation and about who you are. You're still in your body, and we want to make the same statements to you. We want to say, look for yourself where you are, and it's your vibrational integrity that we're asking you to look for. Don't look where you were, which is the money that you think is in your bank account. Look where you are, which is where the money is in your vibrational escrow. Don't look for where you think you are, which from our perspective is past tense. Look for where you are in terms of what is in the process of becoming. And so you're going to have a lot of fun coming to know not only where your mother is, but where you is. So what is the somewhere here sometime? It's physical.
You know that I and everyone else in the audience thought you were going to give something that you'd never given to anyone else before, right? The way you did that setup was, I mean, you are the cosmic comic, I swear.
We've never given that to anyone before. That was your mother. Only she wants us to do this.
Oh my God. So only as it serves the relevance to the history that I have, and not because I want to be in the past, because I know that that's not the right thing.
We know you're trying to cover that up, but it's all right. You know we're going to nail you anyway.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to be different than anyone else. I'm just trying to
be
a teacher and to help people.
Yeah.
So mom was born in 1931, dad was born in 1929. They had me when he was 41 and she was 39. So they were like grandparents, and they had me in 71. They were. They'd gotten over raising three other kids, and they just had all this love
for
me.
We have to tell you that your mother has a different perspective.
So let me rephrase that.
Well, she just wants to clarify. Grandparents, not in the sense of old people.
Right.
Grandparents, in the sense that lived enough life that we are grand at parenting.
Yeah, thanks. All right. I will never say it any other way again. Yes, Mom, yes. So I was very lucky in that regard, and they were married for 68 years, although the last seven of them, they both had dementia, but...
Those were really good years.
I don't even know why that's funny, but maybe you can help me understand.
It's funny because the less focused humans usually are, the more in alignment with who they really are.
So they weren't as much pain and discomfort as they seem like they were.
Certainly not. The discomfort is always experienced by those who are witnessing who don't understand. That's sort of what the whole subject or discussion of what you call death is about too. It's a complete misunderstanding. That's why everyone laughs when they get there. You gotta be kidding. This is the best punchline ever.
So again, focusing on being concise and staying away from story. So I spent 47 years now, you know, with that fear of like, what's going to happen when they die? Because I love them so much. They were so good to me. And then like, I got them dying in slow motion for years. And now like, I'm planning to come to this, and my father passed in February of last year, and I was hoping my mom would go closer to him because they were so close. And the time it took is the time it took, but it happened the day before I came here. And so...
So what's going to happen is that because of your attention upon them, they will help you build a bridge so that you come to a full understanding of where your security has always been, which is in that non-physical.
That's what I was always like. I was always like, I couldn't live my life because I was so like worried about them.
Yeah.